Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is going to be a ton of fun. You have the opportunity of meeting Travis Stevenson. He has been crushing it with Chatmatic, and I'm dying to have him kind of dive in and talk a ton about this. Most importantly, really make sure you guys understand that what we really want to help you really deal with here is really truly owning the traffic, not just buying the traffic, owning the traffic, controlling the traffic, and most importantly, obviously using that to scale and grow and build your business as you're working with them. So with that, Travis, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
So tell people a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Sure. So with Chatmatic, what we do is we integrate with your Facebook and Instagram pages, and we allow you to automate your DMs, which help you build subscribers. Now, on the technical side, that's the 30,000-foot view. But really in depth, you know, there's right now there's two people who really benefit from us on the average level. Either A, you've got a lot of followers and you're using this with organic means of traffic. So you've got a lot of people on Instagram, you've got a lot of people on Facebook, and you can use our automations to turn those fans that are otherwise in this, you know, kind of inconsistent world of social media, you can actually turn them into subscribers and then help you generate sales through all the methods that are available via Facebook's API and Instagram's API. And then the other side is the people who don't have a very large following, but they want to make the most out of every dollar they spend. This is something that I think is fascinating, is the old way of teaching people how to start their business, which again, it worked like gangbusters, especially going back 5-8 years ago, was put up any offer you want, drive traffic to that offer, and then retarget those people until they buy from you. And that's the life cycle of how to get started with, especially with e-commerce. That was the big e-commerce boom. Well, now that's changed with iOS changing and all that. And now it's like, okay, so what do I do? I've got this offer. Now the offer's got to be better, but how do I still get going from scratch? Well, what we used to do, and I know you were a part of this back kind of before Facebook ads were a big thing, everybody was all about list building. Everybody was all about list building. As soon as the squeeze page came out, everything we did was squeeze page. Didn't matter what was before it, after it, if it was an ad, if it was an email, whatever. And that's because, and those people who focused on that back then, the ones who still focus on it are the ones who are still thriving. And it's because that's a tried and true thing of, hey, get the email, and then use that email to get them to be, in, you know, show interest and educate them on whatever your product is. And you can do that as often as you'd like outside of anybody else's rules and expectations. And then same thing with SMS. And yes, there's a lot of these, you know, buzz phrases out there. And I think the worst thing that ever happened to, I would say, messenger automation and Instagram automation was the boom of when it released. Everybody was like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever. And then, you know, people realize, wait, this isn't what I thought it was. They had overcomplicated it massively and got away from the fact that, wait, what if at its core, all it is an easier way to create essentially a landing page or to drive leads, right? What if it's an easier way for me to generate leads than having to do, you know, anything else? I don't have to, you know, create multiple pages before I can get started. I can actually run an automated sequence that I can start collecting leads now while I'm building my page, my offer, and then I send those emails and those SMSs to the people when my offer is ready. And so that's kind of what we focused on, is especially getting back to the people who want to make sure that they're getting the most out of their dollar. If I spend a dollar, and this is the best you know, sort of relation I can think of or analogy. Let's say we're going to spend $1,000 on ads or $100 on ads or $10 on ads. You have one of two options. Right now, you can send them to a page. And obviously, with you guys, they can send them to a landing page. So that's the smart plan, right? Send them to a place where you can get some data. A lot of people are still stuck in 5 years ago's marketing method, which was just get them over to your sales page and retarget. And you own that data, right, is what you used to say. So now what we do is we specialize on, okay, what if you, instead of spending that $100, sending them to your offer page, nobody buys, and now you have nothing. And I think this is the core reason I see a lot of people failing with new offers is, all right, I got my offer up. It's great. I don't have any natural audience who already knows me. So I start running ads and I spend 100, 200, 300, and I'm not making the ROI I want. And then I say, okay, well, I just lost that $300 because I didn't get any information along the way. I didn't collect a lead that I could then remarket to. What I saw was this opportunity with messenger automations and Instagram automations to say, wait a second, what if every ad dollar you spend sends them into an automated sequence where you can collect email? So everybody that you run the ad that shows in their ad feed, they click on it, they're instantly a messenger and or Instagram subscriber. So if you want to get granular, you could manually go into your DMs and reach out to everybody. I wonder how many more sales everybody would make if they spent an hour going into their DMs after running ads to the DM, go back into their direct message inbox and go, hey, I was just wondering, I know you saw my ad, you clicked on it, you didn't buy, I just wanted to see what were you looking for, right? You'd get more sales. Then send them back to the actual offer and say, okay, I just wanted to make sure that's what it was. And so we're in this really cool kind of space where we can automate that entire sequence. So now you can run ads into a sequence. It's fully automated, collects email. And then with our platform, you can send email through like SendGrid, or you can actually send SMS. We have a built-in SMS platform. So you literally just can send. So you can collect this data and then you can monetize that data all inside of our platform by obviously, you know, creating these automated sequences for either Instagram or for Messenger, wherever you want to grow, essentially is you're going to run them into Instagram if you want to grow your Instagram, into Messenger if you want to grow Facebook, and into both if you want to grow in all directions. And the amazing thing that we've seen from this is an across the board increase in return on investment from ad dollars spent. And it's again because you now have more access to those people. So if we're assessing our marketing based off of a lifetime value, well, you know, 6 months from now, that person that is in a DM, if I reach back out to them and I say, hey, I just wanted to check and see if you're good to go, they're going to get more sales. And then not to mention, if I drive traffic directly over to any sales page, in order to get that person who doesn't buy, in order to get them back, I've got to run more ads. Right? That's the only thing. If I don't have their information, I've got to spend more money. Well, with Messenger and Instagram, Facebook gives us 24 hours to automatically follow up with them via, you know, marketing techniques, all built into these automated sequences. So now you get to introduce them to your product. You could wait 2 hours, hit them back with an automatic message that goes, hey, I just wanted to make sure that you saw this, right? And they say yes or no. Well, now when they answer that yes or no, you've got 24 more hours. What could you do if you can consistently educate people over time on the benefits of your product? And we've done this with e-commerce products. We've done this with digital products. We've done this with coaches. Any niche you can imagine, this stuff works because you're either A, already active on social media, you've got a big following, and these are organic methods of taking them off of social media, or B, you, again, you're going to invest in ads no matter what. And you say, you know what, instead of spending all of my money driving people to a website and doing this direction, well, what if I send them into a DM so that I have them in a relationship forever, and then I'll redirect them from that DM to my offer once I've gotten the information that I want. But what's great is I can then wait 2 hours, follow up and go, hey, I just wanted to make sure, did you get my offer? Oh, no? Okay, well, here's what you need to know about that offer to make sure that you make that right call. 20 hours later, hey, I just wanted to reach out and let you know this is the last time I'll be, you know, reaching out in here, but here's why you need to get this offer. Each one of those is an additional opportunity for you to market to them. It's completely free, literally costs you nothing extra for the follow-ups, and gives you that extra opportunity to build your list, to monetize, to make sales. So we've just had a really nice sort of run with helping people do that, whether it's influencers or people looking to, you know, kind of create their startup journey, or affiliate marketers, all of it, because at its core, our number one thing is list building. And that's what I think, you know, Chatmatic really allows people to do is you're already going to advertise on social media. Now let's just turn it all into a list and then do what you would normally do with a list, which is send emails and do all that.
So how much of that is automated versus individual chats?
So almost all of the conversational stuff is going to be automated. As long as it goes into a DM, we're going to be helping people figure out the best ways to automate 90% of that. Now, that said, I think that the highest level achievers are the ones who then say, okay, I'm going to manually go in and follow these people up. Like a great example would be somebody who is running, you know, anything from an MLM to direct sales offer up to a coaching offer. You run an ad, sends them into a sequence, and you only get 10 people. That's not like a great, you know, start for a lot of businesses. It's going to be hard to really get a lot out of that. But you have two options. 10 people in the DM that you can personally reach out to until they tell you to leave them alone, or 10 people that you sent to your website, none of them bought, and you have no idea about any of their information. It's like, that's where we're seeing the high achievers, the ones who are going to make it happen. They're like, no, this is a great opportunity for me to actually have relationships with people. And then you can even ask them, hey, why didn't you buy? Oh, I didn't know. Is there a guarantee? Oh man, I forgot. I didn't put a guarantee on my sales page. I need to do that now. You can actually take that information in real time and create a better sort of sequence sales page based on why they're not buying. And you can actually get that feedback in real time. So I think the straight answer to the question is we try to get everybody to automate as much of it as possible. And there is a very delicate balancing act between everything is so automated, it feels like a robot type of right. sequence. And that's where that's again, going back to the biggest flaw that I saw when Messenger bots came out, everybody was like, look at all these amazing things we can do. We got these 20,000 step sequences and it looks like a big spider web, right? Those are, in my opinion, those are way overcomplicating what bots are supposed to be. And making it so that the people on the outside who are looking at that, they go, that's too complicated. And it seems so robotic that I wouldn't want to go through it. What we teach is majority of our sequences are 5 to 7 steps long, not including follow-ups, but it's look, take the information you were going to give them on your sales page, summarize it to the best of your ability and use it like a lead generation format. So we actually use, a bunch of different, you know, styles of called sequences, but like problem, agitate, solution, right? That would technically be 3 steps. So the beginning is your problem. Then you have it say like, you know, solve my problem. And then you agitate it and then solve. That's 3 steps. You don't have to make it a million steps and like try to do all these like special intricate, you know, delays and things, crazy stuff. We can do all the delays and all the fun conditioning and all that. What I try to tell people to do, and I guess this is one little lesson if anybody's going to try this afterwards, is get an MVP. I will try this out and see if it gets me leads. Then every day what I do, and I do this with my email marketing, I do this with Chatmatic or whatever, is I ask myself, okay, that core is there. What else can I add? What could I add today that might make this better? Okay, I'm going to add this condition today. Most people think, I've got to get all that done before I even start it. And that to me is the worst. It's like, you know, having somebody make a sales page that's good, but it doesn't have every little detail of perfect background and font size. And they got to have this person evaluated. It's like, run traffic to it. Most of the 2 comic clubs that I have on my wall next to me were all from single video headline button below, like nothing super advanced. And I see a lot of people kind of overcomplicating the starting process for themselves instead of saying, let me just get it started and then reevaluate and say, well, what could I add that might be able to make this better? So that would be my big tip is start with small sequences that get your message across. We have a 7-step formula that we give everybody that basically helps them create their first one if they wanted to do it that way. And it's basically an entire sales process in 7 steps inside of a sequence. And that can be done usually inside of 20 minutes, even for somebody who like literally this is their first time seeing all of these kind of automations.
That's awesome. Can you kind of go through the 7 steps right now?
Yeah, actually. So I'm sure you guys are familiar with Sean Vossler. So in his copywriting book, one of the things that we actually discussed this and I loved it. And I told him I'm gonna take it from him. He had something called the contrarian copy structure. So the first one is the first step is attention. And this actually works really well as a lead generation formula, right? So let's say I'm trying to get somebody to sign up for my webinar and my webinar is about how to, as an entrepreneur, get out of your own way and, you know, make more money. So the first step would be attention. They click on the ad. The first message comes up and says something to the effect of, you know, this is how you're going to turn 2022 into your best year ever. I've got a little bit of information that I want to share with you, just give me your email, right? So something attention grabbing, this is basically your landing page, right? Your opt-in page or squeeze page, I guess. You want to incentivize them to give you their email. Then they type their email, or if it's in Messenger, it could be pre-populated. When they do that, we go to the next step, which is in his thing, it's called acknowledgement. This is what most people think. So the next step is, look, most people think that the reason that they're failing in their online business right now is because they need a better sales page, or they need this, or they need that, or they got to hire this team. And then you lead with, but I've got some good news for you. Click good news below. They click good news, goes to the third step. Third step is aggravate. Here's the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is, I actually just got done hosting a webinar that was 13% conversion on my opt-in page, and I didn't even have a sales page on it, and I didn't do all these things, and blah, 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 right? This is your claim process. This is when you actually get to make your big claim of like, this is what we're doing, right? Then they click the next button and you say like, hey, let me show you. Don't take my word for it. Let me show you. Then the next step, the fourth step, is he lists it as authority. So here's why what I just said is the truth. So I just told you this is, you know, how I was able to do it. Here's my logical examples, some emotional examples, scientific research, whatever it might be. One thing that's like, look, I just did this and here's how it turned out and blah, blah, blah. The truth is I didn't have a sales page or all this. Then he calls the next step the stakes or the angst. And I love this step. This is what's going to happen if you continue to believe what you believe now. So it's like, if you stay on the process you're on right now, you're never going to end up launching that offer. It's never going to end up making more sales. You're always going to feel bogged down by this, but it doesn't have to be that way. I've done something to fix it. Click fix it below and I'll show you what I did. Next step, he lists it as ambiguity, but this is where you talk about what you've done to fix it. I've put together a 60-minute masterclass that's going to break down exactly what you're doing wrong, how to be able to get overcome all these things, and how you can solve this and get opt-in rates like this and get this sale, yada, yada. Just click show me below. They click show me and it says, okay, great. This is the summary of everything I've offered. Now, in this step, if you're just doing like an opt-in, you've already got the email. So now you can just submit it. It goes to Zoom and you're in. But you can actually sell here. And we had an example recently of a woman who just used this with Instagram. And she was selling a $66 masterclass where you go and she teaches you for 60 minutes how to do something. The seventh step was literally a link to her order page. It was just an order page, no sales page, no font. She just made a very, very basic text-only order page. And she got 15% conversion on that by having it linked in the seventh step. And all she did was she went on Instagram and she said, hey, I'm doing this masterclass. I'm going to tell you all about it. Go here to opt in. They DM her. The automated sequence kicks in, goes through all seven of those steps. Seventh step is, hey, look, I've put together this masterclass. It's only $66. When you come, you're going to see how to do this, how to stop making sales videos that suck, how to do that, how to be blah, blah, blah. You know, click the link below or buy it. 15% opt-in or 15% buyers at a $66 masterclass, which of course, everybody's familiar. That masterclass then was the sales process for the like higher end coaching thing that she ended up doing. I want to say $100,000 on that, all from free traffic from Instagram, because she took all these thoughts that, you know, thinking about organic traffic on Instagram, you might have a good thought here and there's another one in a week and another one in a week. Think about putting them all together, right? So that's what this automated sequence allows you to do, is like all those awesome talking points that we all have floating around in our head. And we're like, man, what did I say 2 weeks ago? Because I feel like this is a good extension on that. Now we put it all in one. So everybody's seeing it in order. And so that's the structure that we teach almost all of our people when they're like, hey, I don't know what to do. How can I start? We also have structures for like giveaways. Giveaways are phenomenal. I noticed recently Russell did one for that best free gift where he had it say like, if you want the free gift, just DM me free gift. What I would have done, and I think I did this last time I was talking to you, the what I would have done scenario in those, I would have made a longer sequence, collected more information. All he did was send a link to go get the free gift, which I totally get. I would have gotten more information and used a sequence like this to like pre-sell it. Now they go through it, they give you the information. By the end, bang, we're getting high conversion rates at the end because now they want it. I've walked them through my process. And there's something really cool that I don't want to overlook about doing this in a sequence that you can't bypass versus sending somebody to a page where they can read it all, they can consume it all, but they can do it at their own pace. So like getting that message, that sales sequence, like I showed you, you had to click the button to get to the next step. You're reading that step before clicking the button. We all know on a sales page, how many sales pages have you been on? I know me, 1,000, where we just go right to the bottom, right? So it's like, there's something really special to being able to actually get your message heard the way you want it to be heard.
So what are those seven steps to then? What would you call those seven steps to what?
Well, we actually call it a perfect starter sequence. And so it's just they call it the contrarian copy, but it's basically basing a sales system off of a contrarian point of view. Like, hey, this is what you think has to happen. This is what others are doing. This is what's going to happen if you continue to do that. Here's what is on the opposite side of that realization. So sequences like that, also problem, agitate, solution, same idea.
Yeah.
All of the really core copywriting fundamental, systems that are out there, all of those work with what we're doing. And so we do, again, e-commerce, a giveaway, same thing, get a lead gen. Our most sort of impactful one I call lead gen, and it's a little bit of a smaller version of this. We use it for organic. We use it for ad traffic when we're working with clients. Literally doesn't matter. And it's just a really great way to make sure, okay, let's say we're not going to generate sales. That's not the goal. The goal is let's build lists, because we know if we can build a list, then we can make sales. So this is just, that's like the longest kind of sequence actually that we teach people to create, because aside from like, a general real estate, for instance, real estate, you might ask somebody, hey, are you looking to buy your house or sell your house? If they say, I want to sell my house. Well, now with sequences, you can ask them, what's your address? How many rooms? Stuff like that will make it longer. But if we're going like straight infopreneur, e-commerce based person, I can take that contrarian copy sequence and with that system, make it into a sequence that I could sell anything. We did an example of selling vacuums. It's like, if you want to see how you can actually guarantee your house is going to be cleaner and more air purified, blah, blah, blah. And you're going to spend less time doing it. Give me your email address below. Bam. Now you've got a lead. The next thing is most people think that their vacuum is doing a good enough job. But did you know that HEPA filter is getting da, 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 and it's putting this in the air and all this other stuff. Then you aggravate it and you say, something to the effect of, well, there are better vacuums out there and you need to make sure that your house is clean. And then the truth of the matter, the fact is, this stuff is just bad for you. It doesn't clean your air the way that it's supposed to. And there are other resources that you can do it. And if you continue to go on this belief of that your vacuum is cleaning your house, you're going to waste more time. You're going to end up maybe be getting sicker when you don't even realize it. You're going to have dog hair in your food. You're going to, all this stuff. And then you go to the next step, which is what I've done to fix it is I've put together a vacuum that uses this water filtration funnel thing that all the dirt goes through water. So you never get any dirt on the other side. Click the link below to get it. And it's that simple formula will work for anything you want to sell. And
Brad,
so
you've got so many different sequences that it's, you can just tell it's how you just think. And I think that's awesome. So
100%. We think in sequence here.
So if people wanted to get more information on that, what's the best way of them reaching out to you?
I always like to tell people on like mediums like this, reach out to me on Instagram, the Travis Stevenson. We obviously have a website, chatmatic.com, but for me, look, I like having the conversations with people that, hey, Travis, I do this. Do you think Chatmatic would be cool for me? Or Travis, I do this. What ideas do you have? I like that conversation because this is the number one problem I have with Chatmatic, Messenger bots, Instagram bots, is I can't get on a stage in front of e-commerce people, coaches, digital products, all different backgrounds and say, hey, here's exactly what to do. Because just like you guys, an e-commerce funnel looks very different than a webinar funnel. And so when you're speaking to the everybody, because we can do it for everybody, you have to decide, I'm going to choose to tell you which one to do. So if you've got an organic audience on Instagram, I'm going to tell you, do a VIP list and do a giveaway. If you've got no organic audience, I'm going to tell you, run an ad using the contrarian copy sequence. Like, I like having those conversations. So yeah, feel free. Anybody can reach out to me at TheTravisStevenson on Instagram. And it's just one of the easiest ways to make sure that everybody actually gets heard and knows what they're doing if they have any interest in even trying this.
I love it. And Stevenson is S-T-E-P-H.
P-H-E-N-S-O-N. Yeah, if you search The Travis, usually I come up, a little picture of me would come up, and then Stevenson. And yeah, there's no underscores. I'm sure you guys have experienced the all the fake accounts going around with hyphens and underscores. I don't have any of those. So I'm just the Travis Stevenson. But yeah, here's the claim that I would say to anybody listening to this. 100%, I have worked with somebody in your guys' space. We've seen somebody have success. I just got a testimonial last week of a guy who did a giveaway in the HVAC space using this. And he made $100,000. And by selling, like, we come to your house, they do the service agreement stuff. He did a giveaway on Instagram and made $100,000 from it. So restaurants, you name it, literally everybody can use this. Because let's forget for a second that I said anything about bots or sequences or, you know, systems or whatever. It's lead gen. At the end of the day, it's lead gen. And that's one of the things that you know, I guess I'll get to tease out a little bit is we are absolutely working with creating now these little, I don't want to say integrations, but sort of widgets that work along with stuff like ClickFunnels, so that now you can say, okay, I use ClickFunnels. How can I get more leads using these automated sequences? Something that we're working on that I think would be really cool to see play out is like automatic abandoned carts. It exists for e-commerce, but nobody's doing it for a ClickFunnels style platform. We want to do it. So that stuff is going to be able to be out there, so that now imagine automatically messaging somebody who abandoned a $997 cart, a $2,000 cart, a $5,000 cart, and saying, hey, we're holding your cart for 12 more hours. We just want to let you know it's going to expire. And you get one extra sale. That's gangbusters. So we want to take what we know how to do manually and automate that entire process. And yeah, again, big thing, every single niche, every single person needs to be focused on lead gen, especially in 2022, after all the iOS stuff. Having the best offer in the world is great, but if nobody sees it, it's going to be really, really hard to make a lot of money with that. And it's like, we know from, you know, whatever position anybody's in that's had good success, Black Friday, right? Big day. It's big for everybody who has a list. It's okay for everybody who has ads. If you want to have great success on big days and be able to call your own shots, you need a list. And we've known that forever. And this is just an easy way to turn social into a list.
That's awesome. Again, everyone can reach him at the Travis Stevenson. Travis, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, man.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.